the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable to thee, my rock and my redeemer. Tandri, nee aatma cheta mammulu nimpandi, nee vakyam maaku anugrahinchandi, nee margamulo nadachutaku mammulni siddhaparchandi, nee hrudayamunu grahinchutaku prabhuva maa hrudayamulanu prabhuva meeru siddhaparchumani, ఈ సాయంత్ర సమయంలో నీ ఆత్మను మాపై కుమరించుకుని నీ కుమారుడు మా ప్రభుని యేసుక్రీస్తు నామమున వేడుకొంచున్నాను తండ్రి. ఆమేన్, ఆమేన్, ఆమేన్. లెట్స్ గో టు హీబ్రూస్ చాప్టర్ 11 అండ్ వర్స్ 6. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. When we come into the presence of God, we need to understand, or we need to believe, that He is God. Not only we have to believe He is God, but we should know that He is the rewarder. Number one, faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Number two, we need to believe. Number three, we should know that He is the rewarder. There are three things. The main thing is, without faith, it is impossible to please God. What is faith? What is faith? Faith is nothing but faith is confidence. Without confidence, it is impossible to please God. The relationship between God and the church, or if you say that Jesus and church, it's a bride and bridegroom. The relationship between Christ, the Lamb of God, who has been slain for you and for me, is bride and the bridegroom. Ephesians chapter 5, when we read, Yesu mariyu Yesu Christukunu attani yokka sangamukunnatvanti bandhyatvam entante bharya bhartalanta vaduvu Christu varudu Christu vaduvu sangamu. It's a relationship. Now, I would like to ask you, a wife, when she doesn't have confidence in husband, and when a husband doesn't have confidence in wife, what is the relationship which exists between these two people? What is the relationship exists in these two people? When a child doesn't have confidence in his parents, mother or father, what is the relationship existing in the relationship of parents?